Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen, hence the witty title. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Like I said, I imagine you might have some comments. You might have, maybe you're the president of your local chapter of the Dr. Gary Fraser fan club, in which case I apologize for disagreeing with the great Dr. Gary Fraser. I apologize for disagreeing with the great Left Behind series, vis-a-vis, also known as AKA the brand new Bible for the 21st century. I just have my own thoughts on these things, and I expect all of you to have your own. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Lloyd in Washington. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, I've forgotten to take my medicine, haven't you?
Well,
you laugh, but you've never lost your dog before, I'm sure.
Oh, what makes you say that?
I'm just playing devil's advocate with you, Frank.
Well, I have lost a pet before, and I found that, reward for lost pet tends to work really well.
Yeah, I was driving home and I just saw a huge sign that says found dog. You know, if we can rely on people to be honest to, you know, return these dogs to, you know, and just put up a simple sign, it'd be a lot easier. But,
amen. Amen.
Listen, Frank, I'm a little concerned because to me, I'm not religious at all. And I know you are. And I respect, obviously.
I'm not religious, but because religious implies religion, and I'm not
spiritual.
Yeah, that works. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you know, President Bush is religious, so I should maybe not have used that. You know.
Thank you.
Phrasing. But what I was trying to get to is, you know, I read George Orwell in 1984 in the fifth grade, and I recently just went back and read it. I'm in college now. I read it again, and to me, that sounds like doublespeak.
Yes, well
said.
You know,
it's a perfect example. He's on one, and it's what they're, you know, I'm a little confused because I'm constantly jerked around by, you know, whether it's Iran, them telling us we're going to nuke them, or, you know, we're not going to nuke them. You know, there's so much doublespeak out there and disinformation that it's really hard to see that for what it is for, like you said, the church-going people that, amen, everything the guy is going to say. You know, they buy his books. You know, they're massively popular throughout the country. And Hal Lindsey is, you know, they really exploit this end times prophecies. And I think what it comes down to is they're exploiting these people's or this mass amount of people that, you know, they're basically insecure about death, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm not articulating it.
No. I think that you're exactly right. The churches are an expert at fear and guilt. Those are their two big platforms, whether it's the repent or die, or the world's about to end and you're not saved yet, or it's Catholicism where they have, you know, Jesus up on the cross. Not a cross, but a crucifix where you can perpetually stare into the, created eyes of the Son of God as he's been nailed upon the cross. And that's your fault, and it's my fault, and it's everybody's fault who's there. This is how the churches operate, and they do this for a purpose, to allow for allegiance, for faith, not in the source of religion or what's supposed to be the point of religion, but rather so you'll have faith in them and their shepherding of you into the promised land, their ability to provide salvation for you that, last time I checked, the Son of God provided. Now, I have no beef whatsoever with you, Lloyd, as being a non-religious person, because these things, as you had so correctly stated, apply to all of us, whether you have a religious background, a faith-based background, or not. Because this is the exact kind of thing that's been written about, talked about, and warned about, and yet still people do not have ears to hear. Lloyd, let me hold you over here, brother, so we'll continue this in about 3 minutes, folks, and taking your calls as well when we come back. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, my friends, and thank you for joining us here this evening. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Your calls, if you're interested, 800-313-9443. Back to Lloyd in Washington. Continue, please.
Hey, I just saw an alien, by the way.
All right.
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
You know, if I was listening to Coast to Coast right now, I'd be hearing all this nonsense about aliens and whatnot. Mm. And when there really is important stuff going on, Frank, and thank God for shows like yours that touch upon things like this.
Hmm.
I have a quick question for you. What do you think your buddy Ralph Epperson would think about all that?
I think he'd crap his pants, actually. Ralph
drop
Epperson.
A big nuke on him.
Yeah. Well, I think Ralph is such a brilliant, brilliant guy. And he's very, very plugged into all this stuff. I think he'd be horrified. You know, I don't know that any of my good friends or frequent guests have heard some of those clips, perhaps, but I think most people would be very wary of anyone that tries to lead. I mean, if you think about God himself, you know, he's not the reason why people fight wars, but if you look at religion, what has brought us the Crusades and the Inquisition and a great many other things. And I think that this new war, this war on terror, as it fosters this idea of us against them, it does sort of lend itself to a new crusade, which is what President Bush called it initially, right after it began. This is an opportunity for them to seize natural resources, a variety of them, to protect themselves and ensure their wealth in the days to come after the climactic change that is not necessarily global warming. And, of course, it does give them the opportunity to stimulate this fight globally by making it a sort of us against them war, Christians versus Muslims, or Jews and Christians biblically obligated to defend each other and to defend the faith against the heathen. So, you know, this thing is going to be expanding and developing, and I think that Ralph and Zeph and all the people who've been on the show, you know, all of the people that I've known for a long time, I think they all would tell everybody to be wary of anybody in a leadership position seeking to exploit faith blindly.
Yeah, I mean, we should really put things into perspective. 655,000 Iraqis have died, and that's a conservative estimate. Now, 655,000 people in Iraq is a pretty big percentage.
Yeah.
You know, if you were to compare it to our standards, it'd be millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of, you know, if you buy into this ideology that we have to go kill these Muslims, basically, because that's what it comes down to. That's, you know, for the average American, that's how they see it, and that's scary. But, you know, to break it down for them and to explain, you know, these are human beings. These are fathers. These are, you know, it all goes back. And I heard a guest a while ago that you had that talked about, you know, what, you know, this, well, he talked about Walt Disney and about Goofy and Pluto. And, Frank, what animal is Goofy?
He's a human-dog hybrid, I thought.
Well, he stands up straight, but what animal is Pluto? You
Pluto's a regular dog.
He's a regular dog. So, you know, Goofy is this human animal. You know, they're dehumanizing us. And, you know, it gets into the violent video games. You know, there's all these video games and whatnot now. And I've had, you know, friends of mine, and, you know, I'm in college, like I said, that play these video games, these war games, that takes them back to World War II, and they're ready to go fight the terrorists to protect their country.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We actually had the U.S. Army had developed a game, and I remember we were running ads on one of the other stations here about that. Now, when I heard that the U.S. Army had developed a game, my first thought, and maybe you might be too young for this, Lloyd, but it was a movie that came out in the 80s called The Last Starfighter. You remember that?
No, sir.
This is it's an interesting movie. It's kind of silly, but the gist of it is this guy, he lives in a trailer park, and he manages it or something, and you know, his only source of entertainment is this video game, and it's not a handheld system. It's one of the big stand-up ones, you know, like they still have, and you know, he'd put quarters in, he'd play it, and anyway, he was just phenomenally good. He beat the game, and anyway, this little alien ship lands and says, "Hey, look, this is our recruitment method. You know, we have these video games all over the solar system, and for people who are really, really talented, they get to join against this alien oppressor of our galactic union, basically." So basically, it's used as a recruitment tool. So I thought, how interesting is that when you've got these video games being developed by the military, and you can play them online, which means technically your statistics would be very easy to monitor, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was a recruitment technique. Saying, "Hey, look, you're really good at killing, you know, computer-generated images. Why don't you come do that for us?"
Yeah, an army of one.
There you go.
So, onward to the New World Order and power to the resistance, man. I don't know what else to say.
Well, it's going to be fine, my friend. It'll all work out. It always does. And, you know, for me, it's a faith thing that keeps me going, that gets me through, that gives me hope. And Well, maybe someday you'll find that if, you know, once you strip away all the lies and the deception and the institutions and the organizations that seek to pollute people's individual walk. But, you know, when you're able to see these things coming down the line and able to see through the doublespeak, you're leaps and bounds along where you need to be, my friend. So
yeah, but what do you do with it then? I mean, that's the struggle that I've been mm-hmm. going through, you know, that I have broken outside of the box. What mm-hmm. what do I do with that, you know, that knowledge?
Well, you continue it. See, knowledge is the good thing about us, Lloyd, is that we're never complete. We're always works in progress, and we have been from the beginning. If every one of us had everything figured out and everything that we needed to do, there'd be no point in getting out of bed every day. But see, what you inevitably, when you're looking out at the world, you see this web of interconnectedness. This ties in with this, ties in with this, ties in with this, and it keeps going and going and going. At the center of all that is God, inevitably, whether it's the God of the powers that be or it's the God of myself or whatever the case may be. It's however you see it. Inevitably, you have to follow down this road and apply this information and look for those patterns. Okay, the world is a giant jigsaw puzzle of lies. And when you assemble them and you look at them, you stare them in the face, just like all fear, it disappears. You see your enemy, and your enemy's not nearly as scary as it was in your mind and in your heart. You know, the fear dissipates. And for me, it has been an opportunity for me to get an education that I never got in school. I'm a college dropout myself. I dropped out after 2 years when I realized that I wasn't really learning anything. I didn't feel like I should have to pay out of an orifice for that kind of lack of education, just simply to say I can get a degree. And that's really what it was for me, was that if I sat there long enough, if I proved I could obey the structure, I could get a degree. Now, I'm not trying to dissuade you from going to college, my friend. I think college is a good thing because it is, and my own employers have said that to me. They said, hey, look, we'll take a college graduate over a college dropout any time. You know, it's a way of increasing your odds of being able to find work. And there are lots of great fields that do teach a good amount of information and stuff you can apply. It's just that it wasn't for me. So I was led away from that. And I've been doing radio for about 14 years now. And inevitably, I woke up, about 7 years ago, I guess, September 11th was a great opportunity. Although there was always something in the back of my head kind of nagging at me saying, is this all there is? Is this all? And I knew that there was something. And you know, you have that sort of activist mentality in college. You want to get out there. You want to protest. You want to change the world. Well, there are ways to do that on your own. And for me, My walk has been discovering all this information, all the intricacies, and building on that knowledge, and building and building and building, so that way I can do the show. Now, for everybody else, everybody's got their own walk to make, brother. But what you can do with this information is continue to learn, continue to make connections, so that way when the opportunity opens up for somebody, they have a question. Like, let's say chemtrails, okay? Like, they see the chemtrails, and they're like, what is all this garbage in the sky? And you're like, well, actually, that's chemtrails, this, this, this. And you start throwing out this information. They're like, what the heck? You're a crazy person. But
it's
then
barium.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. But then maybe a couple months later, you know, they come back to you and said, you know, I saw a show on TV about chemtrails, and I was thinking, gosh, it was Lloyd who first told me about that. What is that all about? Were you right? Can you tell me again? Because I forgot. But they're going to know that you, my friend, are a source of truth, and they'll continue to go and tap that source of truth until they are as educated as you are. So the opportunity is there. We are, in essence, walking, talking repositories of knowledge. And inevitably, if you follow it down far enough, my friend, you will find that God is at the center of all of it for a reason. And right now, you can just be that resource for people. You can help them with their walk. That's all we can do. So the information, how can you use it? You use it to change the world one person at a time, starting with yourself.
That's definitely frankly speaking, and I appreciate those words, sir, and
hey,
keep doing what you're doing. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thank you so much for the fantastic call.
No problem.
That's what it's all about, my friends. You know, we're all doing this stuff. We're doing it in our own way, and we're doing it at our own pace, but we lift each other up, okay? We have that opportunity to do that, to make a difference, to change everything. Now, some people want to change it through petitions and protests and things like that. I think, you know, speaking the truth, it resonates with people. And sometimes that's enough. Stay with us. Back in three, your phone calls if you're interested. 800-313-9443.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. A couple of the last stories to keep the juices flowing, if you will. LiveScience.com, June 26th, 2006. Soon, Big Brother may be watching from the inside out. Like a Mars orbiter beaming data back to Earth, a power-packed pill will soon be broadcasting from a stomach near you, transmitting both medical measurements and the device's position as it travels throughout the body. The 26 by 13 millimeter device, about the size of a multivitamin capsule, is designed to diagnose gasparesis, or in layman's terms, slow stomach emptying. This condition in which food stays in the stomach for more than 4 hours is especially common in diabetics whose high blood sugar can destroy the stomach's vital vagus nerve, preventing stomach muscles from contracting. Currently, says David Barthel, president and CEO of the Smart Pill Corporation, gastroparesis patients must endure a gauntlet of invasive, expensive, and often inconclusive tests. Sounds very convenient, doesn't it? And have no doubt, Smart Pill Corporation isn't going to stop with a little camera pill. The company's bionic pill is designed to replace the hodgepodge of tests, helping doctors diagnose the condition within days. The disposable $500 pill, which enters the body and exits the body through pre-existing orifices, which means you poop it out, transmits data to a receiver that a patient wears either on a lanyard or attached to a belt. The Smart Pill Corporation, which began developing the device in 2003, has completed clinical trials in the United States. The FDA-controlled process in which human volunteers in hospital settings serve as subjects for the new medical technologies or medicines. Based on these promising results, Barthel says, the Boston-based company has applied for FDA approval to sell Smart Pills in the United States and is in the process of applying for approval in European markets as well. Now, this one piqued my interest because it reminded me of a story that I cannot find in my files anywhere. Maybe you recall it. It came out in about 2003, perhaps. And basically, this was in order to counteract all of the counterfeit medications that are out there, they wanted to start putting RFID technologies inside the medication. Not on the bottle, okay? Not on the label, but in each individual pill. And, of course, they can now, you know, they can do that. Because the RFID technology is small enough and cheap enough to be able to do that, especially when the pharmaceutical costs are already exponentially high, and most people would get it covered by insurance anyway, especially the mandatory insurance that will come after President Hillary Clinton takes office. So they'll be able to diagnose, of course, how many pills you have, and they'll do that for, you know, making sure the medicine is pure. They'll do that for making sure that you're not a druggie, and any number of things, such as, well, if these... It says take one every 4 to 6 hours, and if these two RFID pills are in close proximity in your stomach or your body has more than the required dose, then the FDA police will jump in there and kick your door in, and you'll be arrested for overdosing drugs, even though you're in severe pain. So you could see where that comes into play, because that's just another evolution of this smart pill. And the final story here from Yahoo Technology, which is tech.yahoo.com, Friday, February 16th, 2007. Everyone is so paranoid about the RFID chips that are already in place in so many parts of our lives. So here's an item about Hitachi's new powder-sized RFID chip to make us even more scared of Big Brother. RFID chips are tiny microchips that use radio waves to do everything from conduct credit card transactions to pay for tolls to keeping track of your devices and your travel. Hitachi plans to start marketing these new chips, seriously, no bigger than a speck of dust, at 0.05 times 0.05 millimeters in 2 to 3 years. The company says the super tiny chip can be used in paper, currency, gift certificates, and the like, but as some sites have pointed out, today's chips are already small enough for those uses. Is the terror around RFID overhyped? According to most proponents of the technology, in my own experiences, paying with PayPass at my local drugstore, you really need to physically tap the RFID chip to something for the transaction to go through. And yet, when I go through a toll booth, my RFID-enabled EasyPass box is only about 10 feet away from the sensor. So maybe it is time to watch what you eat, lest Big Brother starts to track you wirelessly. So almost kind of poo-pooing the concern, but at the same time saying, well, maybe there is something to this. These stories are out there, folks, and these questions are being asked. And as we mentioned about the governors fighting against the national ID card, the only reason they're fighting against it is because of the cost. So this is something we all must be cognizant of. This is something we all must be aware of. And this is something all of us must discern for ourselves, exactly what is going on. Now, powder-sized... RFID chips. Now, presumably those could be easily injected into you unknowingly in a vaccine or something like that. Now, is that possible? Is that something that's going to happen? It's very possible. But again, I don't think that you can unwillingly take the mark of the beast, since there would be some sort of choice involved with it. So I think the main thing we have to be cognizant of is exactly what is going into our bodies, from the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the medications that we endorse and imbibe. So I urge you all, my friends, to keep your eyes open, always. Pay attention to these things, because they don't float these stories out in the mainstream media for nothing. Back in 3 minutes, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. We got about 25 minutes left to play, and we continue with some news. Big, big, big Oscar news. Did you watch the Oscars last night? Well, if you didn't, you missed the fantastic performance by one former Vice President Al Gore. This is from the AP, and it came out, technically earlier today, 26, which technically is yesterday, I guess. Former Vice President Al Gore used the success of his documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, to expand his efforts to educate people about global warming and to tell a few jokes. The film turned Gore's roadshow about climate change into a film that won Academy Awards for Best Documentary and Best Song. The win was a triumph for Gore, who's kept a sense of humor about the 2000 election, where he won the popular vote but lost the election to George W. Bush. Said Gore, quote, "My fellow Americans, people all over the world, we need to solve the climate crisis. It's not a political issue, it's a moral issue. We have everything we need to get started with the possible exception of the will to act. That is a renewable resource, so let's renew it," end quote. Earlier in the evening, Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio took the stage to unveil a series of efforts the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences took to make this year's awards more environmentally friendly. Like I said, it was a big political rally last night. Everybody's talking about, oh, global warming, hooray. Well, not hooray, because they don't want global warming, but you can say that this is a big issue. So Al Gore won an Academy Award, for what was, in essence, a PowerPoint presentation. And the guy, I mean, he's no scientist, right? I mean, Al Gore is a politician. And we've talked about this. The guy, in essence, got C's and D's in all of his science classes in college. And look, hey, I was a science major myself, but at the same time, my academic record is no way for you to gauge my ability to speak on these things. But then again, my friends, I have repeatedly told you that I am super unqualified to be able to learn you anything. So I can't even speak it right. Me not able to teach you nothing, okay? You have to teach yourselves. You have to be self-taught, men and women. You have to be able to find the truth and discern it for yourselves and not listen to figureheads like Al Gore or anyone else. Find your own way, your own answers. Story goes on. Pressed by DiCaprio about any other major announcement he might like to make, the former vice president pulled out a statement and said, quote, "My fellow Americans, I'm going to take this opportunity right here and now to formally announce my intentions to," end quote, said Gore before the orchestra broke in, and he walked off laughing arm in arm with DiCaprio. Backstage, Gore put speculation to rest, saying, quote, "I do not have plans to become a candidate for office again," end quote. Instead, Gore said he will be dedicating all of his efforts to pressuring governments to act on climate crisis issues. Said Gore, quote, "It is the overriding world challenge of our time. I really hope the decision by the Academy to honor the work by director Davis Guggenheim and these producers," he can't even remember their names, "will convince people who did not go see it before to see the movie and learn about the climate crisis and become part of the solution," end quote. The solution to climate crisis, what is it? We'll find out. Guggenheim, that's the director, also thanked Gore for inspiring his film, saying, quote, "All of us were inspired by his fight for 30 years to tell the truth to all of us," end quote. That's right, folks. Al Gore, mediocre science student, mediocre politician, has been struggling. He's been fighting for 30 years to tell this truth to all of us. Really? Al Gore's been struggling to tell this particular truth, an inconvenient truth, for 30 years? And I'm just hearing about it now? Guess it wasn't a real big driving force in his life. The win was especially pleasing to Gore because it came during a year when the Academy had taken steps to save energy and preserve the environment. So again, he wins for the Academy Award for An Inconvenient Truth. The song from An Inconvenient Truth by Melissa Etheridge won, which is entitled I Need to Wake Up, okay, which is about global warming. In essence, but at the same time, we all need to wake up. This is the giant distraction. Do you see how beautiful this is? Global warming, climate change, everybody out there knows there's something wrong with the world. And the politicians and the filmmakers and the songwriters tell us it's global warming. So when people are starting to wake up to the truths about things like the surveillance society we live in, people are starting to wake up to the truths about September 11th. Throw them a curveball. You got a tangent that says this is also a truth, a far more important truth. This is something you can actually cut down on your driving and your farting, and you can save the planet in 300 years because you farted one less time, because you drove one less mile. This is what you can do to make a difference, folks, to a future you'll never see. This is the whole New World Order agenda, isn't it? Work towards an agenda that's going to be glacial in essence, and it'll be the fruits of the rewards are things you will never taste. Is that not the New World Order agenda? Absolutely it is. Also, of course, Happy Feet won for best animated feature. Happy Feet is about penguins who are struggling to survive a warming climate. And one likes to dance. I haven't seen it either. I haven't seen Al Gore's movie either. I want to. I just haven't had a chance. I figured, well, you know, I don't know. It's Al Gore, right? I mean, how apparently he's very entertaining on camera in the film. I wonder how many hours and hours of footage they had to pour through to find that, but apparently they did. But yes, so Happy Feet wins. That's a thumbs up to global warming. Al Gore wins. Melissa Etheridge wins. Two more thumbs up for global warming. And the Academy, the motion, what is the actual title? Yeah, the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences. It has gone green, as Leonardo says. Anyway, other initiatives included, I should go ahead and back that up a little bit. It says Oscar ballots were made from partially recycled paper and organic produce was served at the governor's ball. The Academy joined the Natural Resources Defense Council to reduce energy usage and increase recycling. Other initiatives included rides for presenters and stars in hybrid vehicles. The Academy said it had explored hydrogen-powered fuel cell buses to transport crew and other workers, but didn't have enough time to do it. Guess time should be a renewable resource, Mr. Gore. It says meals for the hundreds of crew and cast members were served on reusable plates and biodegradable dishware. Food left over from the post-Oscars Governor's Ball was to be donated to a local shelter. Well, la-dee-da. Let me tell you something. I eat on paper plates all the time because I'm too lazy to wash dishes. Oh, wait a minute. So am I actually creating more trash and therefore not being a green citizen? Or am I saving water with the dishwashing process? So I'm kind of green, but kind of not green. I guess the best way to do it would be to eat right off the kitchen stove. You got to wash the pot anyway. That way I don't dirty any dishes and I don't throw away any dishes. So those are reusable plates, I guess, right? We use the reusable plates. Hey, I got a whole cabinet full of reusable plates. This one also came out the same day, Monday, yesterday, earlier today, whichever you prefer. DrudgeReport.com. The Tennessee Center for Policy Research, an independent nonprofit and nonpartisan research organization committed to achieving a freer and more prosperous Tennessee through free market policy solutions, issued a press release late Monday saying, quote, last night, Al Gore's global warming documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, collected an Oscar for the best documentary feature, but the Tennessee Center for Policy Research has found that Gore deserves a gold statue for hypocrisy. Gore's mansion, 20 rooms with 8 bathrooms, located in the posh Belle Meade area of Nashville, consumes more electricity every month than the average American household uses in an entire year. Al Gore uses more electricity than you do in 1 month than you do all year long. That's according to the Nashville Electric Service, or NES. In his documentary, the former vice president calls on Americans to conserve energy by reducing electricity consumption at home. Huh? Now that's hypocrisy, my friends, without a doubt. And apparently he wants you to conserve electricity so there's more left over for him. The average household in America consumes 10,656 kilowatt hours per year, according to the Department of Energy. In 2006, Al Gore devoured nearly 221,000 kilowatt hours, more than 20 times the national average. He devoured it. Last August alone, Gore burned through 22,619 kilowatt hours, guzzling more than twice the electricity in 1 month than the average American family uses in an entire year. As a result of his energy consumption, Gore's average monthly electric bill topped $1,359. See, even politicians have to pay high energy prices, folks. $1,359 in 1 month. Can you imagine that? I'm just stunned. That's an incredible electric bill. But then again, I don't have 20 rooms and 8 bathrooms. And if I did, I imagine I'm the kind of guy that walks around turning off lights going, what are you turning the lights on for? I got to pay for this. Al Gore, not so much. Since the release of An Inconvenient Truth, Gore's energy consumption has increased by an average, from an average of 16,200 kilowatts per hour in 2005 to 18,400 kilowatts per hour in 2006. 2,200 more kilowatt hours per month after the film is released. Gore's extravagant energy use does not stop at his electric bill. Natural gas bills for Gore's mansion and guest house averaged $1,080 per month last year. Can you imagine that? So you got your power bill and you got your gas bill. Both of them totaling about $2,400 plus. Inconceivable. Inconceivable. To me, anyway. Says the Tennessee Center for Policy Research President Drew Johnson, quote, as the spokesman of choice for the global warming movement, Al Gore has to be willing to walk the walk, not just talk the talk, when it comes to home energy use, end quote. In total, Gore paid nearly $30,000 in combined electricity and natural gas bill for his Nashville estate in 2006. Al Gore spent more money to power his computers and his washer and dryer and to heat his rooms than I make in a year. That's amazing. Probably more money than you make in a year. He spent it on power bills. So this is where we're at, folks, the global warming thing. This is something everybody should talk about because, again, as we've discussed on this program before, and I imagine as we'll discuss again, the Pentagon Climate Change Report. You notice it's not called the Pentagon Global Warming Report. No, it's called Climate Change. And in my opinion, it's probably more spot on than anything you're going to find in An Inconvenient Truth. Now, we've read it and read from it on this program a number of times because of its high significance. Because in essence, if you look at global warming is a stage of climate change. It is not the end result. The more moisture you put into the air, the more moisture is going to come down from the air. The more moisture you put in the air, the more clouds you're going to have. The more clouds you're going to have, the more precipitation you're going to have. The more clouds you have, they're going to block the sun, which is what? Cooling. And the more precipitation you have is going to come down in the form of snow and ice, which leads to what? Another ice age. And again, global warming, yes. Climate change, oh yes. That's really what it's all about. And the Pentagon Climate Report discusses this, saying that England, in essence, will have a climate of Siberia-like conditions, and it throws the year out there, and I don't know exactly when it is, but the Climate Change Report came out in early 2004. It's 3 years ago that thing came out. And they started to say, you can watch for some of these changes, massive flooding take place in 2005, and the real storms to take place in 2007. That's this year. This is a vital, vital story. And there are hit pieces out there, folks. Hit pieces against people who don't agree with global warming. It's kind of like, and again, this statement was made in a news story before where this gal, actually it was an op-ed piece, and she was comparing global warming deniers to Holocaust deniers. Now, again, I'm not even going to deny the Holocaust because, you know, I've had family members who liberated some of those camps. I know they were there. Now, some people aren't necessarily Holocaust deniers, but they question the total amount of people killed, Jews and non-Jews alike. It's not necessarily an anti-Semitic thing. Sometimes it is, but not always. So what I'm saying is that people would ask the question, well, how do we know that this many people died? And they'll go, you Holocaust denier? And they're saying, wait a minute, I was just curious. Which is why, again, I'm extraordinarily unqualified to tell you anything. But my point is that if somebody asks a question, they're considered a Holocaust denier. Why? Because they're asking a question about the official version. Never mind that they're questioning maybe one aspect of it or two aspects of it or whatever the case may be. They are lumped in the category with those who seek to acknowledge it exists. And this gal was saying that global warming deniers should be criminalized. They should be deemed criminals like Holocaust deniers. Okay, so this is her assessment, not mine. So I don't exactly know what camp I would fit into because I don't deny that global warming is going on. I never have. I just deny that it is the be-all, end-all result. Meaning, of course, if average temperatures increase by a degree every, 50 to 100 years, What does that mean for me? Not a whole heck of a lot. And you'll say, well, Frank, what about the kids? Okay. Hey, I want them to have green grass and lush forests and pristine lakes just like everybody else, you know? But I'm what I'm saying here is that the thing I disagree with, again, is that the warming is the end result. Because inevitably, by their own logic, the planet would get warmer and warmer and warmer until all water evaporated altogether. Okay? But at the same time, they're trying to tell us that water's going to, sea level rise is going to keep going, and then what's going to, huh? It doesn't seem to make any sense. Their own logic is flawed. And then, to take it a step further, I question the human factor. Now, they would say human beings definitively make a difference. Well, I'm sure they do, to a point, but they're not causing global warming. Okay, global warming is a natural process. So, again, I guess they would call me a global warming denier, even though I'm not necessarily denying it, just denying their version of it. But isn't that what we do with everything? Isn't it global warming and history itself and the realities of what's going on today, the reasons for war? The separation of church and state, the idea that there's any discernible difference between Democrats and Republicans. I guess I'm a reality denier. I reject their reality because their reality is not reality. Their reality is an illusion. And I think we all need to see that for ourselves. And again, you have to see it for yourself. And don't take my word for it. I'm not Al Gore. I'm not qualified to teach you anything about science or anything else for that matter. I'm just a lowly 32-year-old tattooed, pierced college dropout with bad hair. Actually, it's kind of good today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
1, 2, 3, go! My baby don't make-
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm glad you've been with us along for the ride. You know, when you look out there and you see what's going on in the world, we can all agree that these are probably the most dangerous times in human history because of what is capable of being done. New weapons being developed, new techniques for slavery. These things are everywhere. But there's hope. And the hope is this. You, my friends, all of you out there listening, are the most dangerous people in human history because you have the capacity to think for yourselves. You are not swayed by political figures. You are not swayed by slick marketing campaigns. You are not swayed by preachers teaching deception. You are not swayed by talk show hosts like me. You are 100% completely and totally able to think for yourself. And I applaud you for that. And yes, we are the most dangerous people in the world. Not because we're going to start a revolution. Not because we're going to rise up and overthrow. Not because of anything other than the fact that we think for ourselves. We answer to our Creator only. That is an incorruptible power that we have. When I think about my day-to-day activities, you know, I don't gauge it by, you know, what is going to impress, you know, an authority figure, what's going to, you know, satisfy some need. I just try to do it to listen to whatever direction God might be pointing me in. And that's just me. I mean, you do whatever you do for whatever reasons you do it. You're more than entitled to. I'm not here to try to tell you to do anything. I'm just telling you, find your own way. Because I know at the end of the day, you know, I gotta meet the big guy. I gotta meet God. And hopefully not the end of this day, but, you know, at the end of whatever time I've been given, I'll have to answer to Him. And I don't want to live with the idea that I've misled anyone or that I've ripped anybody off or anything like that. I do my best to live my life right. But, you know, that's just me. But all of us, we have something inside of us that craves for the truth. And sometimes something is served up and it is so appetizing that we want to just dive into it. And for somebody like me, who is such a huge fan of being outside. Love it. Love the fresh air. I love climbing. I love hiking. I love camping. I love being outside. I just love it. It's God's fingerprints all over, and they're beautiful. And I'm a big fan of preserving that, but I don't think if I drive my car to work, it's going to destroy the environment. Maybe it's just me, but just a thought. Well, I apologize for not being able to take calls, but kind of feeling introspective this evening. I hope you'll forgive me. We, of course, are here every evening from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, which technically would be Tuesday through Saturday for some of you. Anyway, we look forward to having you with us tomorrow evening. The great Colonel Joe will be joining us, and I hope you'll be here as well. See you in about 20 hours.
You got headaches?